Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
As always, 402-403-9478. Put that in your contacts under Pat and JT. You can also favorite our socials. It's Pat and JT at It's ITS Pat and JT. Slide into our DMs any time.
And it's always great when Steve Swanstrom drops by from Centris Federal Credit Union. We know it must be a special day if you're just like popping in on the podcast, Steve.
Well, thank you for having me. I know the last time we were here, you were getting ready for Mackenzie's big wedding, and we got to meet Mackenzie. So so to fill in that blank, my wife
forgot
and
about
I
that. That's funny.
Are right? friends with her in-laws. So that's why it caught me a little off guard, because we know her now in-laws, and we know her now hubby Nate. But
we were happy that she kept the same initials, because we refer to her either as MM. We used to, because I loved her last name. She had, and I don't know if we should publicize it.
Probably not.
It was
probably
just
not.
A very fun name.
It's a very fun last name. And I was like, oh God, I would, if I were you, I wouldn't change my name. Yeah. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. But it was the same initials, so we can still.
Yeah.
We still know who we're talking
about.
Well,
and she was, a beautiful bride, and it was a great day. And
beautiful wedding, too.
Oh,
looked
my gosh.
Like it was amazing. Yes. That's fantastic.
I don't know. I wasn't invited.
So. I saw the pictures.
Okay, good.
Like, it was great. Yeah. Sunny.
Yes.
A little warm, but
you guys can,
better
I wasn't
than the
invited. So. I wasn't invited, so we're rubbing it in.
Facebook.
Yeah. All right, I'll stalk.
Mine was a
virtual.
Try
harder next time.
I guess I need to. I don't know what I need to do. I'm always nice to her.
Be friendlier next time.
I guess. Man.
Wasn't worth. You weren't invitation worthy.
Apparently.
No, seriously, though, for Centris Federal Credit Union, this is kind of a special day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big day.
International Credit Union Day is, and I didn't know there was a day, and this is the 74th version of it.
Yes.
So 74 years they've been celebrating this. Can you give us a little background on how it affects Centris?
Sure. So I think last time I was in, we talked about Centris's history. So we were founded in 1934 after the Federal Credit Union Act was signed by FDR, part of the New Deal. Help people get credit that were struggling coming out of the recession. Or the Depression. That was the Great Depression at the time. And so, so this credit union movement kind of took on this new life back then. And shortly after that, about a decade or so later, they decided to promote this idea of International Credit Union Day. Because, believe it or not, there are a lot of credit unions in the world. And
There's
86,000 credit unions worldwide in 118 countries.
I thought it was just an American thing. I didn't realize it was a global credit unions or a global thing.
86,000 credit unions.
So for us, it's we're approaching the 100th anniversary, right? So the 1930s, right? Is what you said. So we're only about 10 years away from that. But internationally, even. And I was just kind of looking over my notes here. 150 years ago was when they first founded the first credit union. And that was an idea that then eventually caught on, obviously.
Here in the U.S.
In the United States, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So knowing that history then, that's why this is a big deal for Centris, because being an early adopter of that movement here in the U.S., and having been born out of the telephone company as our origins here in Omaha.
We know because of Pat's grandma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We talked about
Western
that
Electric.
Time. That was awesome. Yeah, the Western Electric plant.
Yep.
That was the day. Uh-huh. That place was like its own city.
And
bigger. I mean, so if Memorial Stadium is the third largest city in the state on game day, that could have been in the top 20 back in the day
with
8,000 employees.
It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive to go there and see that.
It was a big deal. So as part of that whole movement and being a long time member of it, that's why this is a very important day for us as a credit union to spread the word. So at the end of the day, it gives us an opportunity around the globe to spread the word about who credit unions are, why they're important, the value that credit unions can bring, the ownership structure being a democratic financial cooperative that is owned and operated for and by our membership. Mm-hmm. Just all of the differences and advantages that credit unions have when it comes to helping you with your personal finances.
I think too, being a member.
And thank you. Thank you for your membership.
There is something to that. And it's something that, you don't realize if you're with a big bank, one of the big box banks, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. The sense of ownership, but also just kind of like because you guys are involved in the community. You take part in events for the community. And I know others put their names on it, but you guys actually do walk the walk.
We do. Yeah. Our people are before COVID. So it's dropped off a little bit, but we're starting to ramp back up here now that we're getting back to a little normal. But our entire team at Centris of 300 employees donates on average about 2,600 hours of volunteerism or volunteer hours to the community every year.
That's awesome.
So it's almost 10 hours throughout the course of the year. It's almost a full business day that we allow our people to go out on the mm-hmm. clock. So they're getting paid. They're doing it certainly out of the goodness of their heart, but also because we believe in the community involvement. Mm-hmm. We encourage them to get involved in the community. And more importantly, they love it. They mm-hmm. absolutely love getting involved in different either nonprofits or other organizations and events that that either we sponsor or that they're passionate about.
Right. It gives them an opportunity to do something they may not be able to do otherwise, but you're able to give them that little extra oomph. Right. So it's like, we'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Go do your volunteering. And it's weird, too. Can you think about just 10 hours over the course of a year, how quickly that adds up.
Right.
With all the employees.
Yeah.
Right.
To make a huge
It's really
difference.
Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what are you guys doing to celebrate?
So what are we doing to celebrate? Well, there's going to be certainly our push for awareness. So nationally, credit unions serve about 7% of the total financial services industry from a dollars perspective, but we serve about a third of the population. So let that sink in for a moment. So,
I didn't realize that. Wow.
So we have about 150 million members across the country throughout all of the credit unions in the U.S. So about 150 million. Figure if there's 350 million mm-hmm. people, that's roughly a third. But when it comes to the actual dollars that we help manage and are responsible for, it's only about 7% of the total dollars. So we're helping a lot of people. And as credit unions were founded, it's mostly people of modest means. And so that effectively is what we try to promote and what we try to share is that, you don't have to have $1 million in the bank to do business with Centris.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And more importantly, we want to help young people. That's part of the equation is we want to help get those younger generation, the high school students, the college students, the 20-somethings, the millennials, Gen Z, whatever you call them.
I don't know what the next one is after millennial. Is it Gen Z after millennial?
Millennial, then Gen Z, and then...
what's after that?
And then there's another one.
I'll Google it.
You Google
it. But anyway, so educating them on just how to start managing their personal finances. And that's something that we believe strongly in at Centris and something that we're going to take the opportunity of this International Credit Union Day movement to continue to promote and make sure that people are aware that we don't just talk the talk, but we also walk the walk with all of our programs. And I think some of our folks have talked to you guys in the past about, for example, our Mad City Money program.
Let's reiterate
like
that, too.
It's the game of life. So we do it with high school kids. We feel like until recently, there's a new law that just got passed in the spring that requires financial education in the high schools in Nebraska.
I think it's a great idea.
And so moving forward, there will be more focus and emphasis on that. And that law was passed because of the lobbying efforts of the credit unions in the state.
Fantastic.
But we've been a big proponent of that for decades, multiple decades at Centris. And so what we'll do is we'll bring high school students into our offices or we'll go to a high school. And we'll put them through effectively a fun 2-hour game of life where they can draw for, are you going to college or getting a job? Are you getting married? Are you having kids?
Spin the wheel. Right?
Yeah, it is. Living in an apartment or buying a house? Your car just broke down and you have a $400 car repair bill.
I missed that. That's a fun game. I forgot about that game.
It's so fun.
That's yesterday. It's a day that ends in Y for most people. Right? Once you get to be an adult, you realize.
It literally is life.
You are just spinning the wheel every day.
Our staff loves it just as much, if not more, than the kids do. And once the kid, they're a little apprehensive or skeptical about what they're getting into or signing up for. But you should see once you get about, a half hour into it and you're about halfway through, there's a buzz, there's an excitement, there's energy. And what it does is help just promote the idea of, one, how expensive life is.
It's and, true, though. It's, for a lot of kids, they don't even, for a lot of kids, they haven't been presented with any kind of modeling.
Correct.
Right? At all.
Right.
And if it was, it was bad.
Right.
And to be able to see how it can succeed, because maybe that's all they've been exposed to is how it doesn't work.
Yes.
That you're always going to be behind the eight ball.
And forming those good savings habits sooner than later. And, you know, the examples are always, okay, so Starbucks costs you $5 or a cup of coffee nowadays. Or if you get a latte or, whatever. Are you really going to miss that if you skip it one day a week and throw that $5 into a savings account? And if you do the math on it, here's what you're going to have for a little nest egg if you have that emergency or you have a need for those dollars at a future date. So rather than just living day to day, paycheck to paycheck, what can we do to prepare and plan for the future?
I remember the first time I saw that play out and in real time to see the numbers, to see what it could have been. And I was probably in my 30s. Late 30s. And I was like, why did nobody tell me about this $5 trick?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that if you start that when you're 16, 17 years old, just $5, even if it's once a month.
Yep.
Just $5.
It doesn't take much. It's just building the habit. I mean, at the end of the day,
adds up.
Do it with a dollar. Do it with $2. Very addicting. It doesn't matter.
It does become addicting looking at that balance go up and up and up.
Once you reach that certain point, then all of a sudden it's a competition almost because then you just want it. Whoa, I see what I'm doing. That's amazing. That's fantastic. So if somebody wanted to find out some more about all the different things that you offer, all the different options that are available at Centris, which is anything financial.
Sure.
What's your suggestion? I mean, you can go online, absolutely. You've got so many branches that people can stop by. I drive by two or three, it seems like, every day. But you guys are kind of top of mind with me, so I may notice some more. I'm like,
well, thank you. We greatly appreciate that. And we hope that we do have a convenient location near you. To answer your question, JT, certainly our website, centrisfcu.org. A lot of great information out there and a lot of good teaching modules that we have in the education section. So it'll teach you about buying a car. It'll teach you about credit scores and credit reporting. It'll teach you about buying a home. So there's a lot of self-serve things that are out there to at least get your feet wet.
Yeah.
And then our staff all day, every day is amazing at helping to educate people. And feel free to drop by. Even if you're not currently a Centris member, drop by, talk to our staff, kick the tires, check it out.
That is so awesome, though.
And we'd love to see you.
I wonder about somebody who's like maybe thinking about doing something, you know, buying a car. Do I buy or do I lease? Mm-hmm. Who could I talk to ask about that? You know, it's like, seriously,
we'd love to help.
They will help you.
Yes.
Centris will help you. You don't have to be a member. And that's just going to prove to you where your money should be. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say. Mm-hmm. But they will help you because that's not, your point is to educate people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to toot our horn even a little more, I was just talking to somebody last week, as a matter of fact, who's with one of the big box banks, probably not appropriate to name it, but they were frustrated by the fact that they're still following skeleton hours in their physical branches here in Omaha because of staffing issues and one thing and another. And they said, yeah, we're open between like the hours of 10 and 2 Tuesday and Thursday.
But not lunch hour.
And, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And so they were extremely frustrated by that and were asking, you know, are you guys doing the same thing? And it's like, absolutely not. We are 7:30 in the morning until 6 at night, Monday through Friday. And we're open from 8 to noon on Saturday. And come in, see us, drive through, whatever you need to do. We're here. We're fully staffed. We're ready to serve your needs. And we aren't like that particular big box bank. Last Friday and moved all their accounts to Centris.
Yes.
So that's what we want.
I was going to say, I get three guesses and the first two don't count. Because I have a feeling it's the same bank I came from. Because I was having that same issue. Steve, thank you so much for popping in and just and congratulations on the anniversary and celebration for Centris. This is your day.
Yeah.
This
is your big
day. It's almost like a birthday a little bit.
It kind of is.
Huge day.
It kind of is. We really appreciate you guys partnering with us. We really do. I mean, and we couldn't ask for a better partner for the year, and we couldn't ask for better people to work with.
Well, our pleasure, and thank you for having me. And it's always fun to come and visit with you guys. So thanks for all you're doing to help promote Centris. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Rate, review, and subscribe to the Pat and JT podcast. Share with your friends. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT podcast, a Hood at Media production.